Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning for worship. Happy Father's Day to those fathers that are present with us this day and those fathers that are tuning in on radio or our YouTube broadcast. We are celebrating Holy Trinity Sunday, and this is the day when you get to do what we do once a year, speak the Athanasian Creed. So, hopefully you're all ready for that today. If you don't have it memorized, you're in good company. So, we look forward to being in worship this morning. Our opening hymn is numbered 504, and I invite you to sing it at this time. The Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We speak responsively the Introit. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity.
Let us give glory to him, because he has shown his mercy to us.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars which you have set in place,
what is man that you are mindful of him?
And the Son of Man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity.
Let us give glory to him, because he has shown his mercy to us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith and to worship the unity in the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Testament reading for this Holy Trinity Sunday is recorded in Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading the 29th Psalm. Ascribe
to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord as the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Syria like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry, Glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
The epistle for this Sunday is found in Romans, the 11th chapter, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia in verse. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite the congregation to be seated, and any children there present may come forward at this time for our children's message. Good morning. It is a good morning, and I'm glad that you're here. In the church, we are celebrating the Holy Trinity. And do you know that some of our windows help remind us of who the persons of the Trinity are? Did you know that? On the south side of the church, we have our three windows. What does the first window kind of remind you of? Well, maybe it reminds you of that, but what do you see? What's it a picture of? A hand, right? And that is, we work with our hands in order to make things, right? And so that is what reminds us of God the Father who created. And what do you see in the second window? What animal is that? It's a lamb. And do we call Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Right. And then the last window back there, can you see that one? What shape, what kind of animal shape is that look like to you?
A bird.
It is a bird, reminding us of a dove for the Holy Spirit. So we have the Father as the hand, the Son, Jesus is the Lamb, and the Holy Spirit is the dove. Fathers are important, aren't they? Yeah, and we're also celebrating Father's Day. So the Holy Trinity, when we celebrate God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we remember that God is our Heavenly Father who loves us. That's why he sent Jesus, his Son, to be our Savior, and the Holy Spirit who helps give us faith. And so on this Father's Day, we can gather and celebrate not only earthly fathers, but also the Father that we have in heaven, the one who loves us, the one who sent our Savior Jesus to die for us. And we are so thankful for our Heavenly Father and our earthly fathers, right? Yep. So join me, and we'll have our congregation friends join us in an echo prayer. So we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being a faithful Father to us all.
Thank you for being a faithful Father to us all.
And thank you for the earthly fathers you give to us.
And thank you for the earthly fathers you give to us.
Help us to be good sons and daughters.
Help us to be good sons and daughters.
As we follow our Savior Jesus Christ.
As we follow our Savior Jesus Christ.
To join you for life everlasting.
To join you for life everlasting.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming up this morning and talking about both earthly and heavenly fathers. And yes, you may certainly have one of those as you head back to your seat as we sing hymn 571, God Loved the World. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Our sermon today is based upon our text from John chapter 3. Have you had individuals ever come up and ask you, why are you a Christian? What is it that has you believing in Jesus Christ? Why do you attend worship service on a Sunday morning? Maybe they aren't so bold, but I'm sure that is a thought that many people have had. Maybe you've even received it. As we are all aware, there are many different belief systems out there in the world. There are many people offering you advice in what you should believe, where you should place your trust. So, why then believe what the Bible says about God, our Savior? The answer is simple and yet seems to be very complex at the same time. We believe the Bible because it is God's word of truth. From the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, through Revelation, its last verses, we believe we have been given God's word that we are able to depend on for a source of truth in our life. Yes, the Bible is God's word of truth. And that makes a difference in this world that we live in. The different belief systems that exist in our society, they would sow confusion, deceit, and deception. They often are belief systems that separate people from one another. They even try to claim to be authorities and give you answers that you should trust in, yet most often their answers only lead to despair. Some would trust in science and what it tells you about the world that you can see and touch. And if you can't see it, if you can't touch it, if science can't explain it, then it's not to be believed. But science continues to discover new things all the time. Science knows more about the world today than it did 100 years ago. It seems to be ever evolving. That's not a solid foundation to stand upon. But God's word is different. It is a solid foundation, the way that these other systems and beliefs have not been and will never be. And yet these other beliefs and other systems, they have been around for much of the history of the world. We can read God's scriptures. We can see how people have devised systems to live within that will help explain what's going on around them. False gods. Oh, there's so many to name in the scriptures, and yet none of them are real. None of them have truth. They have rather been created by the reasons and the intuitions of man. Our gospel lesson today gives an example of the confusion and trust that comes when we insert human intellect into our understanding of God's creation, God's plan for his creation. We're told that a teacher of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, comes to Jesus. He comes in the night. John might say night because night is also in the Bible equated with darkness and the evil and sin. God is light, and so Jesus is the one who will help him see clearly in the darkness of his life, as he does for you and me. And yet Nicodemus does have just a little bit of an understanding. Yes, he is a Pharisee, a Jew, who knows that God exists, who believes in God, the Heavenly Father, the one who saved the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt through plagues, who brought them through the Red Sea, who helped them journey through the wilderness, who gave them victory in the conquest of the Promised Land. Yes, they believe in God, and they also believe in God's promise for salvation. But yet, they've put a human twist on to what God is doing. They don't fully understand God and his work in this world. But yes, he can see and acknowledge that God is at work in Jesus. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. The wonderful healings, the miracles, the casting out of demons, he can only attribute to the God that saved them. The God that created the heavens, the earth, and all that is in them. Jesus is connected to that God, and yet even his words and his phrases show that he doesn't fully understand who Jesus truly is. Rabbi or teacher, you've come to teach. But that is not all that Jesus is here for. He's come to do more than just teach. Yes, he is teaching, he is proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand, that God now has entered into this world to bring salvation that he has promised. In Jesus' baptism, we hear God declared that Jesus is his beloved Son. And again, at the Transfiguration, we will hear those words. But Nicodemus, he has not heard those words from the Transfiguration. And so, he says Jesus is a good teacher. But this is where that human intellect and reasoning trips us up. Because yes, Jesus just looks like a human, but yet, yeah, we can tell he's connected to God, but to know that he is God, it's hard to see on our own. And so that's why Jesus talks to Nicodemus about the need to be born again. These words, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, what type of birth is this? Asked Nicodemus. Is it a physical birth, rebirth from a mother? No, it's not a physical birth. Rather, as Jesus says, it is the birth of water and spirit. That you and I and all who are born of water and spirit will be able to enter into the kingdom of God. A new birth, a new spirit. For the spirit that you and I were born with from our father and mother was a spirit tainted with sin, a spirit that would destine us to eternal destruction for sins against our heavenly Father. And those sins, Jesus came to remove, to wash away by the waters of holy baptism. As the baptism that you and I receive in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is connected to Jesus Christ's death upon the cross, where he shed his blood, where he suffered and he died to pay for all of your sins, redeeming you, making and creating the way for a new spirit to be given through this Holy Spirit, a new birth. Last Sunday was Pentecost, and we saw how God sent his Holy Spirit upon the earth, and there was indeed a new birth with water and the Spirit, as Peter proclaimed that they were to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins and to receive the Holy Spirit, believing in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. A Savior, not just from those physical troubles that we have on this earth, but a Savior who brings us to life everlasting. This is the promise that we have in Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of what God had spoken, that God would send a Savior, and you and I would have life everlasting through him. That God would send his Spirit to help you and I walk in this new life, in our rebirth, being born in faith to trust in Jesus, to follow where he would lead. So why is it? What's the point that you and I have in our Christian faith? The point of our Christian faith is being able to trust in God, being able to trust in Jesus, the promises that he has spoken to us. Trusting that, yes, there is forgiveness of all of our sins. Yes, that sins having been forgiven mean life eternal with God our Creator, with Jesus our Savior, with the Holy Spirit who sanctifies and keeps us in the faith. Life everlasting, free from sin, free from death, free from the devil and all those who would seek to separate us from God, our Heavenly Father. A life of joy, a life of bliss, a life of knowing God and his love for all eternity. This is what the Christian church hopes. This is what the Christian church relies upon, and our faith is built upon, that God sees us, he loves us, and he desires that we would live with him for all eternity. And he has made possible through Jesus you and me entering into that eternal life through the death and resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. What do these other faiths offer? Do they even offer anything close? Some would say, well, Christianity is just about having a good life here and now. God certainly gives us direction in how to love and serve our neighbor, but it's our life with him that he cares about most. It's our life eternal that he has sent Jesus to the world to assure. When we speak about our Savior Jesus Christ, we speak not only about the joys that we experience here and now, but it's also the joys, the love, and the life that is promised for all eternity that we look forward to. As you go out today, speak boldly about the promises that God has given to you, the promises that you see fulfilled and founded upon your Savior Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of your sins, the resurrection that is to come, the life everlasting, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, I invite you to stand as we speak together the Athanasian Creed. And I will say, just to be reminding us, that when we speak the word Catholic in this creed, it is referring to the word universal. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal, just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty. And yet there are not three almighties, but one Almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord. Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords. The Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created, nor created or begotten, but proceeding. Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithful believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age. Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh, equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of persons. For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And at his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this day we celebrate the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you have given to us knowledge of through your holy word. We ask that you would continue to strengthen our faith in you, one God, who desires our salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask that all those who are in the church would boldly proclaim and profess Jesus Christ as our Lord, God, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit as one God, so that all the world would come to know your salvation and join you in life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, you have given to us those upon this earth with authority from you, those in family, and those in our government. We ask that those who have your authority would wisely use it so that your good would be seen through their leadership, and we ask that you continue to use them to help curb all who would bring harm and violence into your world. We especially pray this day for all those who suffer, from those who have died by recent criminal activities due to political nature, and we ask that you would bring peace and comfort into our nation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the flesh so that He would give his very body and blood for our forgiveness through his death upon the cross. As we gather today to receive his very body and blood in the sacrament that he has instituted, strengthen our hearts and enliven our faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for earthly fathers and ask that you would continue to provide for them ways to lead their families to know you, our Heavenly Father, that they would catechize and instill the true faith in their families so that those that they are responsible for would grow in the faith to know Jesus and life everlasting that you have promised through your Son. Lord, remember us in your kingdom as we pray all these petitions in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated as our ushers come forward to gather our tithes and offerings. Stand. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Lift up your hearts,
we lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord, in In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, and your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Please be seated.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. This is the true body. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for our sins. Take it to drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed the forgiveness of your sins. true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.